Hi, everyone. Well, this is our Creation Lightship Healing session today. Wonderful show that we'll be having. I think Elizabeth has lots of input here from people. So let's clear the date, which is February 6th, 2017. Here we go, releasing that energy, a timeline. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's energize the light beams on your monitor screen or screens. So here we go. 1, we'll bring peace energy. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's clear away a situation that you may be having. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. This is our Healing Highway program. On Mondays, we're on Station 1. And Wednesdays is also Station 1. And Friday, Saturday, Station 2. We're on an archive. So let's bring on Elizabeth. You out there, Elizabeth?
Yes. Hi, I'm here. Good evening, everybody. And thanks so much for joining us on the Creation Lightship Healing Show this evening. We are on bbsradio.com, Station 1, every Monday at 7 Eastern and 4 Pacific. So Ron does many shows a week, and if you are looking for information about Creation Lightship, you can check out his homepage, creationlightship.com, and is also the home base where you will do all of your healings, where we'll talk about all of the healings on the show. You can find samples, links, special events, all of that stuff that's coming up. Ron will be doing an expo coming up soon in Los Angeles, and it is the, I believe it's the Conscious Life Expo.
Yep.
And hopefully for all of those people who are out on the West Coast, that'll be a chance for you to attend and see Ron. It's, just trying to get the dates here. February 10th through the 12th, yes, at the LAX Hilton. And Ron will be there, and it's always great to hear about the lightship in person. And just wanted to mention that to everybody. Hopefully you can make it if you're out there and you'd like to come and experience the light chamber. Should also mention that today is the cutoff day for sending in your picture. If you would like to send in your picture with, I believe it's, is it a $100 donation via PayPal, Ron?
Yeah, to go into it, I can put it in there. Or if you wanted to do the three back-to-back expos, it'd be $200.
Okay, great. So, and that, what we're talking about is, if you can't actually physically attend the expo in person, but you'd still like to receive all of the benefits of the healings in the light chamber, you can send in your picture and Ron will take it to the light chamber and it will be there and you will get all of the light infusion sessions as an absentee with just your photo in there. Should also mention that also works if you plan on doing any clearings at home. If you can't physically be there in front of the computer or in the same room, you can always put up a picture of yourself and run them that way. And I know a lot of our listeners already do that. So, Ron, maybe we could have a sample clearing for anxiety for everybody. And that's also a whole lifetime clearing.
But okay, maybe so we could have an anxiety that you might have. Might be anxious about something. Here we go. Releasing what you're thinking about, that one thought, that's how it works. One thought connects you to a timeline, and it also connects you to your past situations that would deal with anxiety. So here we go. Releasing that from you. It's one timeline, it's one thought. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. See how your body's feeling. Feel a little less pressure, maybe. Might feel a little more relaxed. Typically, that's what happens almost all the time. You feel more relaxed. And then you feel more at peace. Oh, back to you.
Yeah, and I should mention that the sample clearing that Ron just did is a sample of a whole lifetime clearing, and that clearing clears the anxiety body. And if you'll notice on the website, there are many different clearings relating to the body, and what these bodies are, they are invisible bodies that we have with us. And a lot of the times we're living in them because we are dealing with emotional issues. So what the Creation Lightship Healing does is it takes these issues away from you so that you can then have more freedom and peace of mind and feel more heart-centered and be in the now. So, Ron, do you want to talk a little bit about the bodies and what happens when you start living in them? Because, I mean, there are many different kinds. There's anxiety, emotional body, pain body, trauma body. There's all these different bodies that we're living into, and that can really affect us in the now.
So the bodies are what's dealing with duality. So those, you could even call them bodies that connect you to duality. And anything that is not in peace energy will be connected to these bodies, basically. And naturally, you have different situations in your life, and these different situations also connect to these bodies because it's in duality. So they're put into you or on you, through you, by the earth spirit initially to help preserve your physical body from having it destroyed by psychic attack energy. Psychic attack energy doesn't have to be somebody that somebody paid, you know, $500 to do some whammies on you. It's whenever anybody thinks of you, you're being attacked because they're sending their energy to you. You probably have all heard people say, oh, you know, we know Sally Jones over here, and she's going through a hard time. Let's all send her love energy. Well, that's psychic attack energy. It's number one, it's the emotional energies that the person is feeling for that person or what they had in the past with their situation that they had physically. That can be ramped up a lot according to their own particular situation. So, like if, say, for instance, somebody hurt their finger and they wanted to send love energy to that person, we'll say, well, some people might say, well, it's not a big deal, but I'll just do it because it's, you know, everybody does it. It may not be a lot of energy. Then you may have somebody maybe in that group of people who goes, man, I had a hurt finger, man, and I couldn't even touch it. So they have a big issue on it, a lot of pain energy on it. So they'll be sending their pain energy to that person. Oh, even though it's not an emotion, it's still going to be some energy because they relate to it. And so they're projecting their situation onto that person. That's a psychic attack. So that's things that you don't want to do. What's happening now when I, you know, check out YouTube just to see what's happening, and most of the people on YouTube who talk about events that's, you know, going to be happening, they're having everybody pray. I go, oh, God, no wonder why the earth is screwed up. You got all the people praying now. No, and I go, oh, man, this is bad news. But they are being abducted. Hopefully, you know, it would be nice if they could get taken out of here. So all the people who are religions released on the planet, that would be wonderful. But anyway, that's the new thing now. Everybody's trained, you know, because of supposedly the sun is going to, there's some darkness here, like 15 days or something. Maybe starting on the 10th of this month, a few days away. I don't know, you know. But, you know, another way to look at it, the aliens are giving you gray skies or the people in charge of high technologies here using alien technology are going to be maybe bringing in this energy. That's a possibility. I don't know. So they want people to pray to get hooked up. Oh, all the aliens have their fishing poles out up there waiting to catch you. No, not you, but other people. Anyway, that's so they're putting out gray skies. Remember, you get a sky that's really dark. Gray skies are even worse than not going to see the sun as much. So it's just another filter that they're putting people through. That's it. But anyway, I'm sure other things could be going on with it, but, you know, do your great sky clearings. And just know that everybody's being mind controlled to do a certain thing right now. So probably a lot of unrest with the populace right now. Oh, I guess back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, what are some of the things you can do if somebody says, oh, I went to this, like, spiritual workshop, and we were supposed to send good energy out to people, so I send some to you. I mean, because a lot of the times we talk about the dark side practitioner clearing, which is like, or, you know, curses, hexes, and spells, but that what you mentioned, the good intentions are just as, or can be just as harmful as the ones that are psychic attacks or dark side practitioners. Like if someone says, oh, I'll pray for you, or I'm sending you positive energy. What are, because that's the same thing, right?
Yeah, it's the same thing. You know, remember, it's in duality, so there's a plus side and a minus side.
Right.
It's the same thing. You know, it's like a coin. You flip the coin over, you know, and you have some symbols on one side and other symbols on the other. It's still the same coin. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, how it is. You know, it would be polarized in a sense. You know, we've talked about be good and evil or something, but regardless, it's all the same. As you start doing something, there's always the duality of that. Well, and that the person is getting also, but I won't even get into that because that's worse. Because I'm sure the whole package is being sent to the person, even though you think you're sending them good energy. Well, where's the balance on it, and where's the other swing on it, you know?
Yeah, because it always comes with that other side.
Yeah, so, that's the undercover one. So you could feel great that they sent you love energy or whatever
right.
They sent you. Then all of a sudden you wonder 2 weeks later why your life is falling apart or why you hurt yourself over again, because that's the negative aspect of what you're dealing with. So anyway, I'll just turn it back over to you again. But psychic attack stuff is what everybody does when they think of somebody. So even though it may seem like it's you know, not that bad, it happens all the time, continuously. So if you do feel like you're being attacked psychically, and that's hard to say if you are or not, you know, you can get really mental with this stuff and go off the deep end. But if you do feel like you're getting that, then you want to do the, you know, dark side practitioner. If you know who the person is, you put their name in, or do the versus sex with spell clearing, and you can get on those and probably get the unlimited and keep doing it. I feel like universal unwanted beings are out there, the Utes, unwanted travelers here, the aliens, get on the alien attack page and also do that. You know the exact name for that one? Because on my form I have eliminating alien attacks, parasitic life forms, etc. I don't know how it's on the website as far as the actual name on it.
Yeah, it's if you go to the categories on the homepage, you'll find the alien dark side attack clearings, and those are all the clearings that Ron will be talking about. Alien attacks, shapeshifters, etc., removal for 1 month. And that
right.
is, yeah, that includes everything. And then the other one is the curses, hexes, and spells clearing. And that's, I believe that's a whole lifetime clearing. So that's whatever, however old you are, depends on the price of that one. And then the dark side practitioner, that would include also, I would imagine, people who are intending to do you harm or people who are intended to do you good, and we'll say good in quotes. And that official name of that one is called Dark Side Mind Control Transmissions, which includes aliens and human practitioners. So those are all of the clearings that we mentioned. Okay, and
if anybody
actually
out there would like to give a testimonial, we did a lot of magnetic energies on the call on Sunday. I'd like to maybe into the fast chat here or steal us questions, you know, how you feel or felt during the call, that'd be great. To you.
Okay, yeah, and also, yeah, that Sunday call was wonderful. A couple people did write in, and they mentioned that there were a lot of shifts. Some people said they felt a headache leaving. They said a sense of stillness. And those are all things that frequently happen on those they're 7 hour calls. And if you'd like more information on the 7 hours, you can find it at creationlightship.com at the very top of the page. That's where all of the information is about the 8 hour healing intensives. And if anybody does have any testimonials and they'd like to share them, you may do so by emailing us at clsquestions@yahoo.com, or if you click the chat link at the top of creationlightship.com while the show is live, you can ask us a question anonymously that way. So the other thing, Ron, is how are you supposed to tell people not to pray for you?
Yeah, that's a good one. Let's see here.
Yeah, and that was, this is leading up to another listener question, but somebody else wrote in and said a lot of their friends do this, even if it's not religious. It's kind of like the sending out good vibes or good karma, and they don't get it. And I think some people can't even really tell the difference. So how do you tell them, like, look, I don't want any of this? Is there a way?
Boy,
or if they insist
on
doing it.
That. Well, you know, if somebody asked me that, they sit on a prayer cut. I don't want any aliens attacking me. That's what I'd probably tell them. Or you could just say, you know, a lot of people probably pray to the Mayan gods when they're having their internal organs ripped out and stuff on those pyramids, and they were all praying. And are you wishing that on me? Or were you one of those people up there doing this?
I wouldn't doubt it.
Kind of switch it around, so they may. Who knows if they're going to even ponder, think about that?
Yeah, they probably don't.
They wouldn't understand it, you know.
I guess the best thing to do in that situation would just be to protect yourself.
Oh, you could always see how you're crazy or something, you know. It depends if you want a confrontation or not. And normally, not always a good thing to have.
Yeah, it's true.
You can always give the example. You know, you can say, "Well, I used to pray, but God killed my dog."
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Have the dog. You know, it wasn't doing too well, and I prayed and prayed and prayed, and so God killed it. Anyway, that might be kind of a sick joke, but the whole thing is people are just doing programs.
Right, right.
So there's some guy on YouTube, I only saw it briefly, was talking about religions and how it's one of the major mind-controlling things out there. And then he also mentioned that, you know, something about you have... what did he say? Something about, yes, if you don't believe or something or whatever, you're going to be punished, you know, so that you're going to be punished by God if you don't conform to everything on the mind control patterns. But anyway.
Well, yeah, and I'm thinking you could also use the auric field protection clearing. You could probably use a timeline crash. And you could probably also do mind looping and psychic billboard clearings. Just wondering if anybody listening has had any personal experience with this.
And you do have that old phrase, God-fearing, you know?
Yeah, God-fearing, right.
I mean, and also, you could ask the person who's doing prayers for you, say, you fear God?
Well, you should.
We'll get off the God subject.
Yeah, we'll get off that subject. But I'm sorry, Ron, I think we're going to have to stay on it a little bit longer because I do have a question here from someone who's asking. They have the organization affiliation clearing, and they're wondering, can I use it to disconnect from spiritual organizations I was affiliated with in the past, or is it better to use the religion indoctrination clearing for this purpose, and what is the difference?
The religion one is what you'd want to use on that one.
Okay. What is the difference between these two clearings?
Just the intent on it, and there's probably more horsepower on the second one if you're dealing with organized religions and things.
And yeah, they're both
and you may even want to do that alien baptism clearing. You know, that was put up a while back, and that may help you out immensely if you've been baptized.
Yeah.
Getting the mind control off of you, help to save your spirit.
So I'll read a little bit about the organization affiliation, and maybe we could do a sample of that for everybody, because I don't know if a lot of our listeners know about this, but this clearing disconnects you from oaths, vows, pledges, and agreements you have made with organizations throughout your lifetime. These organizations could include religious, academic, corporate, government, social, and other institutions with whom you have been affiliated. Unless cleared, any agreements you made continue to actively run in your life in ways you may know nothing about. This clearing disconnects those agreements, helping you to reclaim your free will, free choice, and creativity.
Yep, that sounds very good.
So that might actually help people on many levels. And I guess if you were affiliated with spiritual practices, the religion indoctrination clearing might be the one to go after that type of energy. So somebody else had a suggestion, and they said for people praying, put their name in the natal barcode removal clearing, timeline crash your relationship with them, and put their name in the auric protection and people courting clearing. They are for sure courting you.
Yep, that's correct. Very
great.
Good.
Thank you so much for those suggestions, too. Those are very helpful. And let's see what else we can suggest here. Somebody said they were able to, this is on the 7-hour call, which we had yesterday, a listener writes in and said, I was able to access deep healing stillness in my body after the magnetic clearings on Sunday's intensive. With the, I think it's Faraday cage. Do you know what that is, Ron?
Yeah, that's a shielding cage that would go around you. Get out of metal.
Okay. With the Faraday cage installed, just wanted to make sure I was reading that correctly, my energy system feels protected and strengthened. My whole body is looser with more range of movement.
Very good.
Great.
In fact, you know, what you have to look at is, you know, what timeline are these people on? You know, whatever, you know, we're talking about on the show here as you engage with people, they, you know, they're on a timeline because they're bringing you information about something, whether it's good information or bad or whatever, still information. And that information that they're talking about is on a given timeline. So right away, you need to look at yourself and say, uh-oh, this person hooked me up to this timeline. Maybe it's a fear timeline or something. You know, the sky's falling. Or it's a timeline where, you know, maybe the earth has some darkness or something, you know. But let's just talk about the sky falling, okay? So they believe that, or they have to believe it to a certain extent. You know, once you believe it, it's like, you know, you believe it. You know, a 10% belief, still believing it. It's like being half pregnant, you know, either you are or you're not, you know.
Right.
So basically, I'm sure women will relate to that one. You know, well, plus men too, but you know, anyway. So the whole thing is, where are they? What timeline are they on? And do you want to be on that timeline as they tell you about this story? And, you know, if you find yourself getting hooked into it and you can't get away from them, it'd sort of be like, you know, you're like stuck. Maybe you're on the subway or something, right? And you're sitting down, or you're on a bus, but we'll just talk about the subway, if you've ever been on one. And sure enough, the person that's behind you is talking to their friend about this event that's going to be happening, and you just can't move and get away. And they're talking for you know, a half an hour because you're on this train or subway and you can't get off because, you know, your street hasn't come yet. And there's multiple stops, and they're still going on for half an hour. Well, you're still hearing them. What do you do in that case? Well, I'm sure you're taking it in. You cannot believe it, but you're still hearing it. So that's where you want to do timeline crashes. Get off of that, because they may have put you on it intentionally. Maybe, you know, in the Beyondo out there, the alien said, oh, we got to fix that person who doesn't have that belief, but we got to really talk to them about it, because, you know, they didn't want to ever have a TV any longer to hear all this bad stuff. But we'll set them up. This is a spiritual setup. And we'll put these two people there who are talking about this event to corrupt this person who is now free. And they go, oh, this person's free. We better put him back in the shackles again. So we'll start talking about this so we can steal their energy. So there's probably other clearings you could do. But, you know, if you're forced to hear something like that, then just know that you want to get off of that timeline. They're on that timeline. Really don't want to be on it because, you know, if you're on it, you're in it. Not on it, then it may not ever happen in your reality. No? And are they real, those people, are they real on your timeline? They may have just dropped in here to give you all this bad news. And maybe you might even walk out of the subway, off of the train car, we'll call it, and look over there and they're gone. They just vanished, disappeared. You know? They just got dropped in just to give you all this information. So that's the whole process. You want to keep your CLS timeline, we'll call it, in the now. Keep that running. Keep it consistent. And it'll help you get rid of all this drama and trauma because it's the peace timeline. So you have to look at it. Do you want to be in peace or not in peace? So everyone else out there, you know, typically is going to be on the drama-trauma timeline, doing internet searches for things maybe and stuff like that. And you may find a lot of, you know, information that could be great and valid. But once you hear about it, if you are one of those internet surfers, are you going to want to be in peace, or do you want to go on that roller coaster ride researching something to death, which puts you further on in that timeline? And the timeline then brings back stuff to you from all the other people. And then you get slimed. So, you know, it's... once you realize you can be at peace all the time just by being in the now, then you want to keep doing the mind of heart drop and everything else. And the people out there that may not even be people, you think they are human. I mean, it may be just another movie set that collided with your movie set of peace. And, you know, remember, you got free. You know, they go, oh, we're in shackles here. And this person's free. We don't want them to be free. Dark side will probably set you up to have these people up to you or have a confrontation. So, stay on the peace timeline. Back to you.
Yeah, wow, Ron. Thanks for all that great information. And I really like that subway or train analogy. It's kind of like when you get a diagnosis or something from a doctor, and Ron has mentioned in the past that it's always very difficult for him when people are told they have such and such, or they have this or they have that wrong with them, because then they're on that timeline, and it's very difficult for them to get off of it because that's what they've been told. I mean, I guess if you could imagine just growing up never having had to experience any of that, you would never know that, you know, anything's wrong with you. So a lot of people just get on these timelines Well, they're forced onto them by other people in their lives. And then what the creation lightship does is it allows you to change the timelines that you're on. So that is accomplished through timeline crashing. And that's one of the things that Ron talks about in great detail. And it's one of the most helpful ways of kind of changing your reality here, because all of that stuff was sort of decided for you by other people. And Ron, I don't know if you feel like doing this, but maybe we could do a sample of the organization affiliation clearing.
Sure. Okay. So think of one of those organizations that you have joined in this lifetime, or if not, think of one of them that you may have joined in the past, one of your ancestors. Remember, their energy is with you, so you're living their life. So whether it's in this lifetime or some other one, makes no difference. It's still active and running in you. Well, think of something, and here we go. We're going to release that from you, that one thought that you're having now. Releasing it, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Here we go. So I'll talk about timelines. More recently, which I saw on YouTube here, I'm always going to YouTube now to just see what's going on with the events, because the events are happening and people comment on them. So I am a neutral when I hear this stuff, but I just need to get a little more information. If I'm in a battle, I know what I'm battling, you know. The whole thing is know your enemy, you know, so I got to listen to this stuff. So as you probably are all aware, if you've been tuning into information, you know that the president's son has autism. And so, besides what they're claiming, okay. And so he somehow is probably upset, like I guess everybody else would be about this here, about having shots. And those shots gave his son autism. So what you have to look at is you have all these people believing they need to give their kids shots, and it may even be, you know, something that you have to do, you know, in the school system, et cetera. But basically, they're following the timeline and believing that this shot's going to be good on this timeline. Okay, so everybody's now can't wait to get on that timeline to get their shot, especially the flu shots, you know. And that's another thing. But anyway, you know, shots are shots. You don't know what's going in them. And but they say you need it, so you're on, you're the sheeple, and you're getting these shots because everybody else has them. And naturally, if everybody else has it, why not you? You don't want to feel like you're left out. So that's the shot timeline. So, you know, and you may have got on that shot timeline without even realizing it. But you know, you just follow the leader. Maybe you're out of your body one day and you walk by a store and it's the flu shots, and you go, oh, flu's bad, I better walk in here and get it, you know. So the whole thing is that's that timeline. So now you can see how you can get stuck into a timeline very easily without even, you know, knowing or wondering or even analyzing what it is, because everybody else is doing it. So, you know, the people that are in peace, you know, you're like walking to the beat of a different drummer, you know. So you're trying to get yourself extricated, you know, out of the mass timelines of corruption. So you want to be in peace. Well, I just thought I'd bring that up because that everybody normally does these things, you know. So anyway, and I won't go any further on the shots or anything, but I think you know what I'm talking about. It's just something that everybody does, and they're all on that timeline. You know, just like the sky's falling, you know, or what's going to be happening or whatever. You want to get into peace so you can change the reality of your own particular life and your hologram around you. Back to you.
Yeah, Ron, I think that's a really good starting point and a great explanation in order to change the timeline that you're on, because then that creates new possibilities for you in your life, as well as giving you different options. And I think the shot is just kind of an example of how we become connected to timelines. Ron isn't trying to tell you what to do, He's just kind of using that as an example to explain the situation. And I think when you do start timeline crashing, or I feel like often when people go to the expos, they have very profound shifts, like after they've been in the light infusion chamber, and they feel differently in their bodies. They feel more peaceful. A lot of people are saying tonight, too, they felt very profound sense of stillness from the 7-hour intensive call. And I feel like once you are coming from that place and you're not on the traumas and dramas timeline, it can be very different for you. And it can create different ways of interacting and being in the world and in the now that can create a whole new reality for you. So I think that's a really great way of explaining it. And I'm not sure if I have anything else to say on that, Ron.
I'm just looking at the word shot, you know? Isn't that what a gun does? Doesn't a gun kill you if you get shot, possibly, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting. I was talking to somebody recently, and they said that there was a woman that they worked with, and I guess she grew up in Germany. I don't know what time period, but at some point all of the kids had to go and have mandatory training, military training, the boys and girls. So she always had this pain like in her chest. And when she was a kid, I guess that she had to hold a gun and fire a gun, and it was like the gun would kick back against her chest. So she always had this pain, and she could never figure out why, like her chest was always sore, like, and then I think it was somehow connected to that experience. Like, she didn't really want to have to do this, but because she was, like, on this timeline and, you know, they had to do it and she was forced into it, she didn't really have a choice, that had an impact on her life energetically as well as physically.
Very interesting. Well, since we're talking about stuff that may not be too pleasant, at least the shots due to people.
What? Somebody suggested a clearing for shock. So maybe we could do a sample for shock.
Okay, we could do that. Here we go. So when you got shocked. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do a healing here for sadness, okay? This will be sort of like a feeling body clearing for sadness. We have sorrow and despair, so we'll do them all together. Here we go. 1, releasing these energies. 2, and you got to think of something, otherwise it won't work. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. Oh. Yes, back to you.
Okay.
I'll do sadness, too. A lot of people have sadness, so do sadness again here.
Okay.
You know, people do at times think they're doing the right thing, and it's not really right that when they get after they do it, you know, and then you have regret. So here we go. So releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie dokie. It's a little better, not a whole bunch, but back to you.
Yeah, okay, Ron, thanks. And a couple people had responses to the what to do if someone insists on praying for you, and someone just said, please don't ever pray for me. And they told the person that they can feel the energy when they think of you, so they put their name in the dark side practitioner clearing, and they run it until they feel cleared. And another person just said, oh, thanks, but no thanks, that's not my thing. So it seems like you just kind of have to tell people and maybe they'll take the hint. And if not, I would just do what this person did and, you know, run the dark side practitioner clearing or, you know, try to timeline crash or do the auric field protection. So we do have a listener question here, and it has to do with sharing with people. And this listener is wondering, how do you have a real human connection and great relationships with people without harming yourself and your spirit?
First thing, you know, is that as you become more mature, I guess, and you're not in duality, then relationship, you know, will not be clingy to somebody else, okay? Because you really want to have a relationship with yourself. And, you know, like what I've said before in other shows, when I was working with, I still get this asked to me off and on, but initially when I came out the gate, a lot of women would be upset with their husbands because they wouldn't believe this. You know, what we're talking about here, they wanted to get a divorce because their husband was mentally not there, you know, has his own mindset, and they're dealing with peace because they did the emotional clearing. So I said, well, they're your husband's emotionals, you know, get rid of that energy so they could be more on the same, you know, wavelength as you. Otherwise, it's going to be difficult, and you got to find more peace. Oh, you know, that's the way you don't have separation. I guess the whole thing is just to be with yourself, you know, in the totality of who you are. That's your true relationship of being here with yourself. And then you won't be as needy and clingy as you start clearing these energies out of you, which are making you become codependent on somebody else. That's what happens. It's duality, so you're off balance. So when you're off balance and you look for somebody to balance you on what you're missing or what you don't know anything about, which is the way most relationships probably are, and that's how they start off, versus wonderful. You know, maybe you can go out, the man can go out and make the money, and the woman can stay home and the house chores, you know, and cook food. Well, that's a great thing until the woman wants to go out and make her own money, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're eating TV dinners or something, you know. So you know, the process is, you know, you need to work on yourself, and then if you are in a relationship or planning one with somebody, you know, a lot of the women say, I won't date this person. Well, they get their emotional clearing. If they don't want to get an emotional clearing and pay for it, then adios amigos. So that's what I've heard a lot. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, and I feel like ideally if you can get your significant partner to do the clearings, that would be great for both of you and for them. But it is true. I feel like a lot of the times people, after they've done a lot of clearings and they've had a lot of experience working on themselves, they really don't feel the need to have those relationships, or they kind of, I don't know, it's just like you sort of become indifferent to them. I mean, and it's not in a mean way, it's just kind of, you know, you've worked so hard on getting balance and peace and staying heart-centered that you don't want to be around people that are affecting you and taking you out of peace and taking you and courting you onto their timelines. So it's pretty simple when you think about it. And, you know, obviously we still have to, I mean, probably we're not living in a cave and, you know, we have to go out and interact with people and we have families and things like that. But, you know, there's no telling really where the clearings will lead you, you know, and maybe it is toward a place of isolation. And maybe that's where you need to be, you know. I mean, the thing is, you can't really be in judgment about it. because that's the whole point of doing this is that, you know, you're not in judgment. You're not in judgment of yourself, and you're not in judgment of others. And everybody in your life should be able to say whatever it is they want to say to you, and you shouldn't have a reaction to it because you are heart-centered and you're in peace. So if somebody keeps pushing your buttons, or if it's somebody that you have to interact with on a daily basis that you really don't like, then you have to figure out what it is that's causing you to react that way and address that. I think that's pretty much how it works, right, Ron?
That's correct, yeah. And you may just, you know, just hear somebody mumbling a bunch of words as they're talking or something, you know, to try to bring you into their drama and trauma or something. The group that you're in, or, you know, eating lunch with people, you know. And all of a sudden, you know, you just, I don't want to hear this, and you, in a sense, block it out, or you just let the stuff go right through your body, through the words, and nothing sticks, and you're still eating your lunch, and everybody else is jumping up and down and finding a cause and who's right and who's wrong and arguments or disagreements, and you're just sitting there having your lunch and watching... watching their movie go before your eyes because you're not attached to it. That's what the clearings do for you. Like what Jesus said, you want to be like a baby to get into the kingdom, basically. You know, you got to be, have that energy of what a child had without judgment, and not being hooked up to mind energy. That's what you want to get back to. And that's the whole thing in a nutshell. It's what we talk about all the time on the shows, and, once you're in peace, once you really find peace by doing that mind to heart drop, you know, that 20-second little ditty, and all of a sudden you're at peace. It's amazing when I go to the expos and I do it, and people come up to me and they say, like, yeah, I've been meditating for 30 years or so, and I never have even got to where you put me in 20 seconds, you know. I was at peace. My mind stopped. I've been trying to tell it to shut up and, quiet and go do something else. Oh, you know, run up and down the flagpole 100 times, you know, so I can get some peace or something, you know, and it always comes back online. So that's what the mind to heart drop does, is puts you into peace. That's what everybody's striving for, is that they just don't know how to get there. They try to use their mind to give them peace, and the mind will never give you peace, because it's not, you know, in the same, say, jurisdiction. Peace is just peace. Nothing's attached to it. Back to you.
Yeah, and like Ron said earlier, I think a lot of people don't really understand or know what it is they are doing. They are just running programs. And I think that's kind of part of the reality of being here, is a lot of the times if someone's praying for you, they don't really think they're doing you any harm. They're just running programs, or they're being controlled by something else. So that's kind of where, you know, that comes from. They may not even be aware they're doing it. They may not even have any intentions. It's just, you know, they're running a program themselves. So you can't really be too hard on people. Again, it's that whole idea of non-judgment and non-duality. You just have to do what you need to do in order to feel more at peace. So I don't know. This sounds like a topic for an entirely other show, and we're kind of getting it close to the end of the show here. But someone is asking about male and female energy, and how can men and women work well together in relationships or marriage?
That's it. You want to do the clearings, you know, ask, you know, to both go ask your friends what they think of you, what your issues are, maybe write down, you know, emotional, mental, all the different clearings that we have, those energetic bodies. There's maybe 10 or 12 of them, I think, that would probably be that you could list. And then ask your friends, say, do I have any traumas that you notice? Do I have fear? Am I a fearful person? And just see what they tell you, and have both people talk to their friends, because their friends not be your friend, because you don't really know them, typically, unless you went to high school together. But, you know, each person should find out where they live and then know as far as what energetic body they're living out of. And then you want to get into the now because that'll release that energetic influence on you from those bodies, but you want to clear them out. So what you'd want to do then, we'll say that maybe your future partner is dealing with fear a lot. That's what their friends told them. So then you want to also do the fear clearing along with them so that you're both cleared of fear, because your fear may not come up from somebody else telling you that. It could activate their fear from the past, and you want to get that out. So you want to find out what's in both of you on energetic bodies that's activated already. And then do that. And that's what I would say to do. And then after you clear whatever the people tell you, and it'll probably be maybe about 6 clearings, I would guess. You have to do, the emotional, the mental for sure, and then maybe fear, anxiety, trauma. You know what people go through here, and you probably went through it. And, you want to clear all those energetic bodies, do the whole lifetime clearing. That's what I would suggest doing. And then you come together more peaceful state. Oh, I don't know what else I can add on that. Do you have anything? We got a couple minutes here, it looks like.
Yeah, I was just checking the website for current lifetime clearings. And I think for anything dealing with relationships, obviously whole lifetime emotional clearing, which is the first clearing that you would do before doing any of the others. But then I was thinking like the empathic body and the judgment body might be helpful, because I think we have a lot of preconceived notions about what a man is and like these differences. And I don't know. I mean, relationships are so complicated, especially, people are complicated and they have a lot of stuff. And then you bring all your stuff into somebody else's stuff. And if you haven't cleared any of that, then, I mean, it's very difficult. And I think a lot of the times a space clearing might be helpful too. Like if you're sharing a space and you both work and then you're coming home at night, I mean, you don't know what that other person is bringing home with them. So I would suggest doing that. And those clearings are very inexpensive. And I would see if you notice a difference, if you're having problems like living together, even if you just have roommates or housemates or something like that, a lot of the times we don't really know what we're getting into when we're out there. So if you're feeling kind of funky, that might be a good place to start. And I don't know, trust clearing might be another one, because a lot of people usually have had prior relationships and have trust issues and can't trust themselves and they can't trust the other person, or they might have issues with that. So those would be my suggestions.
Yeah, that's very good. And also, I would suggest maybe doing the nano clearing, because remember, if you've noticed, probably in the last 20 years, I would say, the sexuality of people have been changing a lot, probably from the nanotechnologies coming down, alter the humans, we'll say, sexual department. So anyway, it's time to end our show. So to the mind of heart drop, everyone. If you want to get your picture in the light chamber, this is the last day. With the $100 donation, send your picture on an email. Or you could do 3 expos for $200. Here we go, everyone. Mind a heart drop, so you want to command your spirit out loud. So you say, I now command my spirit. Next, you want to say, to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards to facilitate this. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. Remember, things are happening to you in your life. Timeline crash at 500 times or more. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes, and thank you, listeners. Good evening.